grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blue on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
I'm not wearing any pants,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
After I nostrilated, I think it was yesterday.
Right.
You know how many requests I got to nostrilate?
How many?
None. It's called a run.
Wow.
It's a run.
Nose runs.
Nose runs. Yeah, my nose is running. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome aboard. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The only show that's not owned by the Post-Dispatch.
The mics are on.
Did they buy our station?
I don't.
Because it's kind of like all you hear now.
I don't
Channel
think
two,
so.
I think Channel 2 and the Post must have bought this station.
Well, they're partners. That's what they say.
Well, they are. And maybe they're our bosses now. Oh, this is, the bidding is over. I'd like to start by thanking the following people. Joe, Rick, Steve, Whitey, Sue, Bob, Johnny, Mr. Anonymous, Lori, and Gary for their combined total of $11,000. Now, here's the deal. It's not necessarily over. Bob and Sue have the places at the table. That's gone. Steve has the dinner with me and my wife and Annie Guns. But if you're out there and you have a little money and you would like to help make us look good in terms of our contribution, which blows everybody else away, every other station, you could still do that. I could finagle like another dinner. If I had to. And let me add something, too. I'm going out of my way here, interrupting my busy schedule to shut down and go to dinner with you.
Yeah.
And Annie Guns. I'm busy. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I'll
force down your throat a nice filet mignon and a piece of lobster tail.
Oh, it's not even about
some
that,
wine. What?
It's not even about that. It's about the time it takes.
Oh.
I'm a good 20 minutes from Annie Guns.
Right.
That's 40 round trip.
You got to wait for them to cook the lobster tail and filet mignon.
Yeah. And then there's the conversation. So we're going to sit there. We usually do for two and a half hours. So you're at 3 hours plus of my time.
Right.
But I don't care.
That's kind of.
I'll do whatever.
Kind of trooper you
are. If I have to tell my wife, I'm sorry, we're not doing that. I'm committed to eat at Annie Guns and have a couple of bottles. I'll do it.
We have to stay another hour to finish that second bottle of wine.
That's right.
We cannot go work out, even though you like to do that.
So if I have to do that, I'll do it. If you have Gary, thank you. Gary called yesterday. Mike Evans said that nobody, by the way, has ever had dinner that listens to us with Mike Evans. This is like a once ever thing. But he has a daughter who lives here. So I think what he's probably talking about doing is Mike and his wife would come into town. You know, they'd get to visit his daughter. And then Mike and his wife, the winner and his or her spouse or live in sin friend or whatever, and my wife and I'm throwing us in there too for another free meal, would go to dinner. But Gary offered $2,000. That's a very generous offer. But to have somebody fly in here from California That's a big ticket deal. We got to get a little more than that for it. So maybe we will. But Gary, that's very generous, and thank you for that. So we're at $11,000, and thanks to everybody. And again, it's not over till today's over, till this show's over. Really, table places are gone. The dinner's gone, but we could put another one in if we had to. And then I'm still open to. Oh, one other thing, Gary, who paid $300 to hear the Nookie Green joke, and another $300 to hear what's what.
That's right.
We can keep that going. I'll tell 10 jokes today if you want me to. You want to pay $300 to hear a joke? Go ahead. Tell me the joke, and I'll tell it, with the exception of the sausage joke. The sausage joke is like the Hope Diamond. It's in a category all its own, primarily because we just stopped telling it about 10 years ago. And it has not been told on this show for at least 10 years, which is, that's about right, wouldn't you think?
I would say that.
Oh, yeah, at least, yeah.
So for me to break that tradition and tell the sausage, that's, I don't even know what that's worth. That has to be worth.
I like your idea yesterday of meeting someone somewhere or going to their home.
I'll come to your house and tell you the sausage joke.
Tell it the sausage joke, because then we don't say it on the air.
It's going to cost them more than $300.
And I'll go with you, and I will sign it also.
And I'm not speaking for you, but I know you well enough to know you'd be more than happy to bring your harmonica to their home.
Oh, yeah.
And regale them in their living room or family room with a couple of the biggest hits from your CD, Songs You Know By Heart.
Yeah.
They could call out a request.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, I don't know what the request would be. It doesn't matter. This man can play it.
Mm-hmm.
He'll play it on harmonica flawlessly. So you got that going for you. So we're kind of open to those suggestions, but it's not going to come cheap. Sausage joke is iconic in a way. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is Eon the Peon. Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A couple things here. First, I saw this story today, and this pretty much epitomizes why I despise most of how elections and politics works, and most of the time government works.
I never really hated it till this year.
It's been a slow burn for me.
Any year will make you hate and just throw up your hands about politics, it would be this year.
California, I guess there are some people looking.
All the gold in California is in the bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. Did you know that?
No.
Thank you.
Wow.
I did not know that.
That's a special skill
that
I have. It's called working a song's lyrics into conversation. That's what it's called.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a push, like most states nowadays, for the legalization of marijuana. I know California already has the medical of marijuana, but I guess for recreational uses, there's a push for. But now there's funding that has grown to oppose this. And it looks like one of the biggest groups that's donating to this fund, so far it's up to over $60,000, is the state's prison guards. Surprise.
To do what?
They're opposing the legalization of marijuana because that would mean that they'd be, that would job security.
Oh, so I think there'll still be plenty of people in jail.
Well, they're raising money, over $60,000 so far, to oppose this legalization of marijuana.
And that's their reason?
That has to be. It would cut down. You know, I would love to see the numbers of what marijuana
I think they're missing the big picture, though. Jails are overcrowded, okay?
Right.
If you stop putting people in jail because they had a little bit of marijuana, you'd still have plenty of people in jail.
But jails are overcrowded, but they're also privately owned.
Yes, and it's a huge money-making business.
It is.
So no surprise that they want to keep marijuana illegal so they can keep rolling people in and out of their systems.
Yeah, not necessarily jails, but prisons like Von Terre, Farmington, and all that. They're privately owned, and they're also promised so many people in the beds.
Oh, here's some numbers here. Marijuana, the number one drug arrest in America. Drug arrests are the number one type of arrest in this country. About 700,000 Americans will be arrested for pot each year.
I think something that's kind of ridiculous. It's, I mean, it really is.
When it's legal in a, you know,
here's what's confusing. You know, it's still federally, it's a federal crime. Even if the state says you go to Colorado, you are. You're breaking
all those businesses. Yeah, all those pot businesses are breaking.
They're breaking the law.
That's why.
But the feds aren't going in there shutting them down. I don't get that.
You follow a money trail somewhere. Yeah. That's where it always goes. But here, 20,000 Californians each year are arrested for marijuana. So
number actually sounds low. I would think it'd be
next low. Story I have. I saw this was a very funny. Note that this, it was more of a diary that this substitute teacher wrote about her day in a classroom. And I'll just read it here because it was kind of funny. She writes, 8:30 a.m. Jackson won't stop yelling peanuts. Janelle has spilt her milk and fruity pebbles everywhere. Everyone won't stop laughing. I can see her about to explode. I fear for the safety of these children. 9:15 a.m., Dylan has started a dance party in the corner. At first, it was just the boys. After Geneva joined, it's taken over half the class. 10 a.m., the fart noises haven't stopped for 30 minutes.
How old is this class? How old is this kid?
I don't know what it says. Like yeah, some grade school. It started with a real fart. I suspect Hugo. Now they're arguing which one of their fake farts would smell worse. It's almost time for specials. I don't know what that is. I'm scared that once I drop them off, I won't find the will to pick them up. Maybe she takes them to like a gym class or something. 1 p.m. The decibel level in this room has reached an unhealthy level. I fashioned earplugs out of broken crayons. Please let me survive this. 2 p.m. The end is in sight. I said the words free time, and it was as if this room was hit by a bomb. 3 p.m., they're gone, finally. I spent the second half of my day drafting my letter of resignation. The name Jasmine appears no less than 8 times. So I bet that's a lot of teachers' days across this country. So I thought that was pretty funny. But that's all I have.
Do you have to have a master's degree to be a substitute teacher?
I don't think a master. You know what? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Sometimes the substitute teachers, I remember, were actually better than your real teacher.
Oh, yeah. It was a much more of a lax class, yeah. That's for sure.
And then other times, no. And they couldn't control the kids because they know, you're only here for a day. We're going to do whatever
yes,
we want.
Yes, exactly. There was usually no no tests or hard homework that day.
What else do you have?
That was it. That was all I had.
Dan's on the phone.
I don't have anything, but Norman's on the phone, line one.
Mm. Our Norman? This is 2 days in a row.
Yes.
But you know what? We were going to ask him since the Blues are playing tonight.
Oh, I know what you're going to ask him. Yeah. Let's find out. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that theme music means only one thing. It means it's time for the most popular segment on this program. Please welcome Norman. Listen to that crowd, Norman. They love you.
Punch him up there.
Now, this is 2 days in a row.
You were on yesterday. Punch him up. Punch him up.
This is very unusual. This is 2 days in a row. You were on yesterday.
Start with the whistle.
Yeah.
Now, will you
go
be,
Blues, go.
Will you
go Cardinals, go.
Will you watch the hockey game tonight?
I'm going to probably listen to it.
It's on Channel 5 tonight, right?
I think it is. No. Is it?
I think it is.
Really?
I saw a promo for Channel 5. So watch the Blues go to the Sharks and Blues. I thought, yeah.
Oh.
I got some here.
Okay, what do you got? Now that sounds. That's the Lone Ranger. Wow, something new. Do that again. Do the horse hoofs again. I thought a horse was in the room.
And I noticed after Norman's spent special attention yesterday about the Cardinals beating the Rockies, and sure enough, Adam Wainwright, too, you mentioned yesterday, Norman, that he should pitch better. I believe he pitched 6 shutout innings, and the Cardinals won 2-0 last night.
Because of Norman.
That's right.
Now, Dan, were you going to ask him if he can play St. Louis
Blues? I was going to, yeah. Norman, do you know the St. Louis Blues theme song? It goes da 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 da.
I bet Norman knows it.
Do you know it, Norman? I thought it was in a hockey game.
You guys thought you had to show him first.
All right. So that'll be bring luck to the Blues tonight.
Oh, yeah. They'll win tonight. Man.
Yeah.
I got something else here.
Now, Norman, you sound extra energetic today. You're speaking up louder.
Yeah.
Are you in a really good mood for any particular reason? Did you consummate your relationship with either Ida or Rosemary?
Rosemary.
Oh,
Rose?
Well, that's right, because Juan said she didn't
want to see you anymore. Oh, he's a wedding.
He's wedding bells.
Wedding bells. Yeah, can you hear it? He's in a really extra good mood.
Did you go see Rosemary?
Like that means yes.
Yes. Here.
All right.
Do you think
praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Not over. You think there's any possibility that you and Rosemary could ever live together?
Your future.
In the future.
Hmm.
Well, I hope.
Have you seen that special ad on TV?
I'm sorry?
How would you like to spend your life with someone? That can't on the show on the TV.
There's a show on TV, How Do You Like to Spend Your Life with Someone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with that.
I've seen that several times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What else would you like to share with us, Norman?
Lord, pass the ammunition there.
What is that from? Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. What is that from? Is that a song?
1940s.
It's
either from a movie or from a song.
Kaiser.
Here it is. Listen, Norman. Here we go. That's like a bunch of hornets.
Wow.
Big orchestra. Whoa. Well, it sounds 1940, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting that there was a sound of the 40s, and that's it. And everything sounded like that.
Wow.
All the recording, all the movie music, all sounded that way. Well, we learned something today. I didn't know Kay Kaiser. I didn't know what that was from. Now we know. Anything else, Norman? Norman, anything else?
Norman,
you still with us, Norman?
Happy birthday roll call for those that are having birthday today.
All right, happy birthday
roll call
today.
Okay.
Kazoo sounds better today.
It does.
Once he got in the sack with Rosemary, everything sounds better. The kazoo is better. The whistle is better. He's chipper. Everything's better.
Hey, Norman, the last thing before you go, you have to do the blues theme again.
Yeah, St. Louis Blues one more time.
Dan, will you join him?
Yeah.
Norman, do you mind if Dan joins you on the harmonica?
That'll be all right.
Okay. St. Louis Blues theme. All right. He's excited. He's so excited. Anytime you're ready, Norman.
Go, Norman.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Go ahead.
St. Louis Blues. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Wow. I get chill bumps. I get goosebumps.
Yeah. There you go, Norman.
Here's what's so interesting. I know this for a fact. These guys did not rehearse that.
No.
Dan didn't call him earlier and go, hey, let's run through this. No, that was strictly impromptu. No rehearsal.
That was pretty good, Norman.
Oh, that was fantastic. All right, Norman, we're going to have to run.
Okay. Have a good day.
I'm glad you. Boy, you sound so good today. You sound better than you ever.
I know.
It's unbelievable what a good round in the hay will do for somebody. do you use protection, Norman?
Rosemary Bell and I love her love.
He loves her love.
Oh, yeah. That's right. A big no.
All right, Norman. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
I'm telling you, something's different. He's never had that kind of energy. He's never spoken up that loudly. He's never played that well.
No.
He got some. He did. You know he did.
Oh, man. Holy moly.
Way to go, Norman. Good for you. We're going to check on traffic, I guess. That's what that means.
Yeah,
would you like to introduce Tim Weiland?
I would, yeah.
Go right ahead.
Let's check traffic now with Tim Weiland.
That was good.
I don't know how I follow that.
So good.
You don't.
The traffic and don't try to even compete with it.
Yeah, okay, that's where I'll do. You're running slow. You're running slow now on southbound 55, and it goes from Weber Road down through Rivas Barracks. Now they've got two lanes in each direction. In the work zone, if you're coming in on eastbound Highway 40, slow now. A little west of 141 through Mason. Going to be a little bit heavy also between 170 and it looks like Big Bend. And then westbound 40, Kings Highway through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by GoDaddy. Sales drive your business. Customers drive sales. GoDaddy helps you drive both with memorable domains, online marketing tools, and 24/7 help. Go you, GoDaddy. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTR.
Thank you, Tim. On the phone, a guy who will be, they're not playing here, so I guess he'll be at the game, but he'll be right in front of that television set tonight. John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Did I think I saw it, or did I see today on a promo that it's on Channel 5 tonight, the game, or is that this weekend?
You know,
because the games have been running on NBC Sports.
I don't think it's on NBC Sports tonight. I think it's on at the NBC Sports Network.
Okay. Well, at some point, the Sharks and the Blues are on Channel 5. Yeah.
It's on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, if you're in Canada. If you're picking this up and you're in Canada, you'll be able to watch it.
You can there, if you got the app.
You know, but, should be a good game tonight.
Hey, did you see where they're going to demolish the ice rink in Chesterfield? That skating rink in Chesterfield, which is now called the Hardee's Rink or Com. It used to be the Something Plex, but that skating
Hardee's
rink,
Ice Complex.
They're tearing that thing down.
Yeah, they are.
They're putting in a Top Golf.
Yes.
I got to tell you something, folks. If you've never been to a Top Golf,
I never have. It looks fantastic.
No, it's beyond belief. My daughter lives within walking distance of the one in Overland Park, Kansas. I have never seen anything quite as spectacular as Top Golf. There are about 90 to 100 stations, and each station will accommodate 6 people. They bring you pizza.
It's like a lounge. They have like big chairs there, and then it's like a target game, right? Each of your balls have like a chip in it.
Yes.
And so each individual golfer gets a score depending on how close they get it to certain pins.
And it's like the most advanced state-of-the-art technology, John. You can go there with the friends or family, like 6 of you. You rent a station. You get the electronic chipped golf balls. There are targets. You drive the ball, and it hits these incredible LED lit-up circles.
Yeah.
I went and just walked through it, and I couldn't believe it. This is going to be a huge thing for Chesterfield Valley.
Wow. Saturday, the game's on Channel 5.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I knew.
Now we got it right.
Now we got it right.
So I get a text from Dan at 3:21. 3:21 this afternoon. It goes, 3:30 okay?
Wow, it better be at that point.
By the way, by the time I answered it, it was 3:22. I'm like, that's in 8 minutes, Dan.
John, you didn't even have time to rehearse.
No.
Frank, with you, I don't need to rehearse. This just comes natural.
I was out there today. I was dropping a car off.
Huh?
I was there today at your dealership. I was dropping a car off.
Yeah, I'm talking to Frank right now.
Okay. He already dismissed you after that late text.
He just kind of bam, come right on in there and interrupt. Yeah. That's okay, Dan. That's
why,
all right.
You know why I think he's jumping you like that? I think they went out and finally saw that car you traded in and realized what a piece of crap it was.
Oh, yeah.
We paid what for that trade-in?
Yeah. What'd we give him? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, the deal's done now.
I got some AM and the PM is what I got. But we should have a little, Ian, are you going to be at the trivia night?
Absolutely.
put a little wager on whose table gets more points.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're going to have a little wager.
Well, you guys normally have two.
To St. Jude.
You guys normally have two tables, right? So just your table?
Yeah, just my table.
Okay.
But I'm going to surround myself, besides having, you know, the lovely, beautiful Mimi Londoff, who's very smart, I'll make sure I have some other sharp trivia folks with me, okay?
John, they work for me. They can't afford to wager.
Yeah.
They don't have any money. Yeah.
I guess. All right. But it's going to be a fun night. Wish you were going to be there, Frank. We'll miss you.
I will be with my daughter and her boyfriend in Overland Park, Kansas, which is right outside Kansas City. For people who don't know, that's where that Top Golf is. That's the only reason I know about it. They took me over and said, you're not going to believe this. And when I walked in, I don't even know how to describe this to people. When you see this thing, it will knock your socks off. I think the first one was in Austin, Texas, and there are about eight of them around the country. And as soon as we saw it, I thought St. Louis has to have this, because it doesn't matter what the weather is. In the winter, all the stations are heated, so it's open air, but you have a heater above you, so you're nice and toasty, but you're driving balls out onto this electronically rigged huge area, and it tells you the distance. It gives you all kinds of information, and
will you go to this?
Oh my goodness, yes! I'll go as soon as it opens. I can't wait to go. I'm going to go again to the one in Overland Park. Here's the deal. It says that they take about eight. I don't know how they could build this in 8 months, 8 to 10 months, but that's what it says. And then it says it's a 34 hitting bays on each of three levels. So hang on. You got three levels, and you've got 34 bays on each level.
Three levels?
And each bay, it was like six people that'll come in.
Three.
So three levels, 34 bays.
344 bays.
How many?
344.
344 bays.
Oh,
and that's six people per bay. Mike Pion said, microchips in the golf balls track your shot in real time. You get points for accuracy. It's kind of a combination. Like a target game.
Is this indoor or outdoor?
Oh, it's well, both.
The booths are indoor, but it's open.
It's open, so you're looking out at the range. But it's really well thought out, because it doesn't matter what the weather is, and they're gonna do a huge business in the winter, as they do in Kansas City, because you can't go out on the golf course, you can't go on the driving range without being miserable.
Wow.
You go in this nice, toasty place while they bring you pizzas and food while you sit there. I'm telling you, this is the way to do it. Just like the way to go to the movie anymore. John, have you gone to one of these theaters like the one on Olive in Crete?
Yes.
Where you sit in a big recliner
and
they bring you a cold beer and a pizza. Oh, man, that's the way to watch a movie.
Yeah, they had to wake me up one time.
Yeah. You push a button on your seat and a waiter comes over. Oh, that's great.
Sir, the movie's been over for 30 minutes. You need to wipe that drool off the side of your face, too. You know, it was a great movie. But, you know what? I'm going to miss the ice rink. I've spent a lot of days. That's where our high school Whitfield Warriors. We used to practice there every Thursday afternoon. And let me tell you, getting from Florissant, Missouri, to the Chesterfield Valley, and I think our practices used to be at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. Phew, man, was that a treat to get to And there was one of the rinks, there were three rinks, too. One was a Olympic size, and then they had the NHL and the NCAA. The NHL rink, I think the average temperature was like, you know, 34, 35 degrees. Even when I was coaching, you'd have to wear like two pair of wool socks and your feet would freeze. Even some of the toughest referees would have to put like gloves on. And the kids on the bench, these are high school kids, they're tough kids. Their feet are like, man, freezing. It's so cold. And the blower was like blowing right on the bench. So, but man, that's been a great source of, there's quite a few NHL hockey players that have played on that rink when they were kids.
Well, when it opened, you couldn't get near the place. I remember some of these kids were having to practice like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, the Olympic rink, I've played on that several times. And, John, that is such a huge sheet of ice. It's way bigger than the NHL, and you don't think it is until you're out there skating. It's like, holy cow.
How thick is that ice?
You're in the corner. It's not that thick.
John, how thick would you say that ice is? It's not really.
That ice is maybe a half an inch thick.
Yeah, it's not really that thick.
No, it's not that thick. But
there you go.
We had a
Dan's showing everybody half an inch
with against St. Charles West. The winner got to go to the play down at the Scott Trade for the Wickenheiser Cup, and we three overtimes. So it was it was pretty amazing. I mean, I had like five or six NHL, you know, Blues alumni watching the game. Carson McGinnis scored the winning goal for us in the shootout with his dad, Big L, Hall of Famer Al McGinnis, in the stand. I get goosebumps right now thinking about this. I mean, it was just like, I even told the referees, I'm like, you know, this is unbelievable. Are you guys tired? The referees like, we're exhausted, because I needed to keep giving them players because we kept tying up on the shootout. And this is after we played a full game, and then we had to play another game because we this team beat us after we had beat them on a Saturday night, and this is a Monday night at Chester. So a lot of great memories. I'm sure a lot of your AM and the PM listeners that have had kids that played hockey will miss that rink, but I'm sure that the glorified driving range will be awesome. We just need to find another place to put an ice rink with three sheets of ice.
I wonder why, if that's something that's so needed, why didn't this place make it? I wonder what happened.
It did make it. It's just that the real estate's pretty valuable, yeah. You know. And making money on selling sheets of ice, difficult, and it needed a lot of money to bring it up to some standards. They really have let it go down as far as the condition. But back in the day, I mean, that place was just—it was awesome, spotless, and still, man, a lot of great young. Boys and girls played a lot of hockey there, and a lot of people from all over the country playing in tournaments there. Gonna miss the Chesterfield ice rink. And
many years ago, I went to see Dan play. It was a Doug Wickenheiser thing.
Oh no, it was the Twist and Chase.
Where was it? Was that at the Chesterfield?
That was the Chesterfield.
Okay, I went to watch you, and I was stunned at how well Dan can skate. And John, I want to say you were on the ice because there were a couple of car dealers who played and really knew how to skate, and I think you might have been out there. This was long before I met you, but right, I remember right. I was surprised to see two or three car dealers' names called.
Yeah, there was another one. There was another car dealer, and John, you probably know who I'm talking about. He's
dead now. He's dead now. John checked him.
I've watched Dan skate before.
He's not dead.
You ever heard the term where there's sparks coming off of his blades?
Oh yeah,
I can see it now.
That was because I was on the concrete.
On that ice rink.
That's because he was on the concrete. He missed the ice.
Oh my God! Yeah, there was the old ice rink in Fenton.
Oh my goodness!
Fenton Forum.
That's still there.
One end of the ice rink was higher than the other. They needed it. I think CBC might have bought that rink, or somebody.
Afton owns it. I think
a lot of work to fix it up, but one end of the ice surface was higher than the other. They had built up so much ice, to where like the ice was probably 3 inches thick, and the other area was even an inch thick, and you could.
that place is horrible, and the showers are just atrocious. But
man, you should be talking about the showers. Families listen to this.
Yeah, why would you zero in on showers?
I don't know, but. I think Afton owns that rink now.
Let me ask you a question. Are there any roller rinks still around?
I
think a couple, not many.
Rollerblading or just the old...
Yeah, Queenie has a... it's a standalone roller rink for roller hockey.
I think that's
true. I mean, let me just tell you, okay, in the summertime, it's warm in there, right? No. Little AC, not enough. And you get those boys flying around in their equipment they've been wearing all winter long playing ice hockey. Woo! Man, you talk about smelling bad.
Right.
Man, oh, man.
You
need to, like, you know, especially with a nose my size, you need to put, like, dicks underneath your nostrils, or you might just pass out from the smell.
You need to put dicks under your nostrils.
No, Vicks.
That's what I
thought maybe there was...
You understood me.
That goes back.
That's one of me opinions, okay?
That goes back to the showers, you know, when you're
in the showers.
No, that's
not, Dan.
Let me
just tell you about something about walking through the ice rink, and talking, you know, like this got trade, but I still can see the ice rink, and people shouting out to me, are you kidding me? I'm AM and the PM. You know, it's unbelievable, okay? And here at the dealership, people just, all the time, I'm AM and the PM. Just want to tell you hi. Tell Frank to quit making fun of you. They all, just about every one of them are like, tell Frank to quit making fun of you. I'm like, he gets
pleasure out of it.
Spark off of that, making fun of the poor North County Chevy dealer.
Now, John, yesterday I met a doctor. And he said, tell you hello. And I don't know if you know that you know him, but he said he knew you as a kid. And he said, we Macedonians have to stick together. His name is Dr. George Andrioff. Do you know him? Have you ever heard of that name?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, he said, tell you hello. Yeah.
Doctor, if you're listening, us Macedonians need to stick together.
Yeah.
So especially when there's moments where, a certain guy from Tennessee likes to poke fun at the poor little Macedonian from Normandy, Missouri. I can't help it. I didn't get to, grow up in beautiful Tennessee. I grew up in beautiful Normandy, Missouri, buddy.
I didn't grow up in beautiful Tennessee either. I grew up in the ugliest part of Tennessee you could possibly be, West Tennessee, which is horrible. So I guess
I say one thing. A lot of good stuff going on here in St. Louis, and the weather is unbelievable right now. We've actually sold.
And all of a sudden, you slipped into a southern accent. You said, "Weather's unbelievable right now."
Yeah,
I did not.
Yeah, you were possessed for a moment by another spirit, by a southern spirit. No, you said.
No, I feel like I'm possessed when I'm talking to you sometimes.
He said the weather's unbelievable.
I'm under the spell of Mr. Pinion. Oh my God, it's exhausting.
Hey, there are people who believe we had past lives, and maybe in a past life you were a southern hillbilly guy, and it just kind of crept into your speech.
Like, and I'm kind of a frustrated country boy that was born in the city.
I love
the country. I think our state of Missouri is some of the most beautiful areas with the valleys and our rivers, our streams. You go to the Ozarks, but there's just, I turkey hunt with a buddy of mine, Chris Lenauer, in Owensville off the Burbus River.
Hey, I own a worthless lot in Owensville. I know where Owensville is. I bought a lot 30 years ago. And
would you know where to find it?
It's at Peaceful Valley Lake. No, I couldn't even find it. I don't know what the word would be, conned into buying it from a guy I worked with. No, I was.
I don't see you being conned into anything.
It took me 10 years to pay it off. 10 years to pay it off. It is a worthless piece of property. Peaceful Valley Lake is a nice lake in Owensville, but if you go there, look for the worst weeded lot with nothing built on it. That little bitty, that's mine. That's my lot.
So why don't you sell it?
Oh, I tried to sell it. Nobody wants it.
He doesn't know where it is.
I can't find it. I haven't seen it in 20 years. I haven't seen it. I remember going to look at it.
Google Earth, see if you can Google it.
I don't even know the lot number, but that's a nice lake, that Peaceful Valley. It is.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not even 20 years ago when you went and visited for the first time.
Now, you know what happened? Almost 40 years ago. I was in my 20s, and I wanted to own land. In this country, one of the great things is when you own your first piece of real estate. And I worked with a guy. He was an older guy, and I didn't realize what a con man he was. And he lets me know that he's selling for this developer, and he said, this place is going to, the value is going to skyrocket. He said, I can get you in and get you a lot with water run to the lot. It's weed, it wooded, but the water's wooded, $4,700. And I thought, man, and he made that sound like, so I paid it off over 10 years. The best offer I got from Peaceful Valley, the association, was $500.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, why don't you just buy it back and resell it? And they said, well, we'll give you $500 for it. So it's a great lesson. Just don't.
So my buddy Bart Griffin just texted me. He's listening. He goes, is this a Top Golf commercial or a Johnny Law Duff Chevrolet commercial?
It's both.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Mark's funny, but no, Mark, this is supposed to be a commercial about Johnny Law Duff.
Well, let's sell. So we have 2 minutes to sell something.
It's Frank's show. I can't control the microphone.
We're 10 minutes past where we should be.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And, every once in a while, I do slip into a southern accent. I don't mean to. Mimi makes fun of me. It's like, I guess it was the... 4 years I spent in Dallas, Texas.
That would do it.
Well, yeah, heck yeah.
Well, you got that right.
You got that right, big fella.
We're going to send you a lot of business, okay?
Thank you very much. You always do, and we love the AM and the PM crowd.
All right, John. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No, it wasn't a Topgolf commercial. Because, see, I have this a skillful way. There's a method to this. When it finally gets built, I will sell lots of Suburbans because I'll tell people load up with family and friends in a Suburban and go to Topgolf.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a method. I have a plan. That was John Londo, but you know that. Let me take a minute to just tell you a little bit about First Community Credit Union, and then we will take a break. And before you know it, Scott Sherman's going to be in here because every Thursday he comes on board and he gives out terrific free legal advice. And if you listen, you'll learn stuff about what you can and can't do, at least what the law says you can and can't do with regard to your relatives, your neighbors, your pending divorce, your whatever. So he'll be here right after the 4 o'clock news break. First Community Credit Union, speaking of Chesterfield Valley, where they're going to put that thing, is this has to be good for everybody in the valley, including First Community Credit Union. Although I don't think they need a lot of help without something like that in the valley or near any of their 42 locations. They are already the number one credit union in the St. Louis area. They have 42 locations. What you do there is you bank there. You do all your banking there. Business banking, personal banking, checking, credit card, the whole thing. Everything you need a bank for, they have, and more. It is a place to bank. Don't be confused by the fact that bank isn't in the name of the business. It's a great place to bank, and they have great popcorn at all locations. And I think it's there for the members, but here's the deal. This is special treatment. You go in and say, I would love a couple of bags of that popcorn. And if they say, are you a member? Say, no, I'm not. But Frank said it was okay. And that'll be the end of it. And it's a little thing, not a big thing, like the popsicles in the summer. Not a big thing, but just a nice little perk. You're going to notice a difference in the way you're treated. You're going to notice the rates are competitive. And you're going to be glad you changed where you do your banking. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
It's time for another check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
Okay, Dan, it looks like we have heavy traffic on westbound 70 now between Union and Bermuda. Another slow pocket between the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. Eastbound 40, that's heavy downtown from, it looks like, Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Now we're slowing on southbound 55 from Loughborough. That goes through Rivas Barracks. Once again, a reminder that southbound 55 is down to two lanes in each direction for the duration of this road work that's going on. And eastbound 270, that's heavy east of McDonald through Highway 170. And this report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take John Carney with you?
Oh, I'd love to go on a trip, but don't make me sit on the hump. I don't want to sit on the hump.
No.
Oh, can we stop and see the world's largest ball of twine? That would be so cool.
No, we mean take KTRS with you on your vacation via the KTRS app.
Oh, so I don't really get to go with you?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Are you struggling right now to lose weight? Well, now you can drop those extra pounds for free. That's right, free. With Beachbody On Demand, a breakthrough new service that lets you stream hundreds of the world's best-selling fitness programs right to your computer or even your smartphone. And Beachbody is letting the first 3 million people sign up for free. Just text ACT to 313131. That's ACT to 313131. And you can get ripped doing P90X. Get crazy results with Insanity. Or lift your booty with Brazil Butt Lift. You can even try the 21-Day Fix, Body Beast, or Pio and lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds, even 25 pounds without spending a nickel. Just text ACT to 313131. That's ACT to 313131. Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Hey, Cardinals fans. Later this month, the Cardinals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks the weekend of May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's loaded with great promotions. Friday, May 20th, it's the Yadier Molina Garden Gnome. Saturday, May 21st, the Adult Cardinals Pullover. Sunday, May 22nd, is Six Flags Day, Family Attractions Card Giveaway, and the Kids Performance T-Shirt, presented by the Pasta House. May 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
It's that time of year again when we're all back outside doing yard work and in our gardens. The Cardinals are here to help. Friday, May 20th, the Cardinals face the Diamondbacks, and it's the Yadier Molina Garden Gnome Giveaway. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will leave with an exclusive Yadier Molina Garden Gnome, and a limited number of these gnomes feature gold or platinum gloves. That's Friday, May 20th, and tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Folks are loving it. They are loving it. Listen to them.
Ask yourself the following question. How healthy are you? Living a healthy lifestyle free from illness and poor medical conditions is not as hard as you think. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., listen to Naturally Speaking from the Institute of Natural Health. You'll learn how to achieve wellness naturally by putting the focus on the person, not the condition. There really is a better way to live. Listen to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS. KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
In the Playhouse, if you're familiar with the movie Patton, George C. Scott, Peon has taken his actual original speech, which is longer than the one in the movie, and written it as if he's the coach of the Blues or he's giving a pep talk. It is hysterical. We won't have time to do it all, but we'll do some of it in the Playhouse. It's going to be hot one of these days. Now, this is weather. You don't have to turn on the heat. You don't have to turn on the air. 3 days ago, we had the heat on. It's like 48 degrees at night or something. But the heat's coming. Air conditioner gets a break right now. Heating system gets a break. But when it's time for it to do its thing, you're going to want it to work. And you're going to need a name. Here's the name. Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Most people have, I would think, have called a couple of different companies out over the years. You don't settle with one because you're not really happy with something they did or the price or you think they cheated you. If you call Matheny, my guess is you will never, ever want to call another company because everything you've wanted in the heating and cooling company, they have. Experience, 74 years. And they work on everything, any type, any model, any make, any size. Commercial, residential, you just need to live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. Remember that name, Matheny. And the website is as easy as the name, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From 8-